The picturesque town of Brostejov lies in Moravia's Hana region near the town of Olomouc. Sitting on a key trade route connecting Europe's south with Europe's north, Brostejov has become an important center of culture, trade and industry. In a past edition of Spotlight, we took a tour of the town's National Theater House. Today, we find out more about Brostejov's history and take a brief look at some of the other places that are worth a visit.
My name is Jana Gáborová. I'm working in the authority of the Brostejov Town Hall. And now we are standing in front of the Brostejov Town Hall in the square Tomáš Garrigue Masaryk. First, perhaps several words about the town of Brostejov. It dates back to the 12th century, before it was only a small village. Then the development started, and nowadays it has about 47,000 inhabitants. To the town hall. It was built in the years 1911 to 1914. The previous town hall was a Romance building in which now the museum is situated. The present town hall, the so-called new town hall, was built according to the plans of architect Hugo Kepka in the style called historism.
The new town hall was built in 1914 with a 45-meter tower. Before that time, the inhabitants of Brostejov had no real representative building. Brostejov was a Czech town in terms of inhabitants, but the administration was in the hands of the Germans. So when the Czechs took over the local authority, they wanted their town hall to stand out and look better than that of the Germans.
What is interesting there? There are several interesting rooms there which can attract the tourists to Brostejov. The most important of them is the big ceremony hall, which is now used, for example, for the meetings of the municipality or for wedding ceremonies. It is very beautifully decorated. It was used 4.5 kilograms of gold for decoration of the room and especially of the ceiling. There is also an outstanding gallery of Czech mayors of the town of Brostejov. I think this gallery is very popular, but also rare in our cities, in the Czech cities. I don't know about any other Czech or Moravian city which has a gallery of mayors of the town, of Czech mayors, of course. The Brostejov Town Hall is almost everything there, as to the furniture, is still original. So if the tourists would like to visit our Brostejov Town Hall, they can come and we will show them around our town hall.
The old town hall now houses the museum. Among the exhibitions on show are archaeological and ethnographic collections, a collection of glass objects and caskets and chalices. Marie Dokoupilová told us more about the building and the town.
Budova muzea vlastně byla stará radnice, která se začala stavět na začátku 15.
The building that we're in now used to be the old town hall. It was built at the start of the 15th century. The basement, ground floor and the first floor are still this old, but the second floor was added in the 19th century.
Pak tady máme velkou sbírku hodin, z té právě máme stálou expozici a k té sbírce hodin je vlastně takový...
We also have a large exhibition of clocks. The collection was originally owned by the owner of a malt house. His name was Bruno Winter and he was of Jewish origin. For fear of persecution at the start of the Second World War, he donated his clocks to the museum. I think there are around 300 clocks in the collection.
Odhaduji, že jich kolem 300.
One once home to one of the biggest Jewish communities in the Olomouc region, Prostějov has been dubbed the Jerusalem of Hana. According to a 1930 census, there were 1,400 Jewish residents in Prostějov before the war. That number had risen to an estimated 1,650 in 1942, when the Nazis put the Jewish community on transports to Terezín. Only 84 residents of purely Jewish origin returned. 10 of them were children. Today, besides a few dilapidated buildings, there is little left to remind us of the legacy of the town's Jewish inhabitants, says Marie Dokoupilová.
Vlastně Židé zde bydleli, dá se říci od nepaměti, akorát v polovině 15. století.
The Jewish community is believed to have been here since time immemorial, though in the mid-15th century many more moved here, because the Jews were expelled from the royal towns at the time. The Jewish quarter stayed, and it's actually still there to this day. However, since the World War II transportations, no one looked after the buildings, and they became dilapidated. So 30 or 40 years later, they started to be torn down.
Takže po těch dalších 30-40 letech se většina z nich zlikvidovala. To, co tady vlastně po židovských obyvatelích zbylo, jsou dvě stavby synagog.
What remained were two synagogues. Neither of them is in the ownership of the Jewish community now. One belongs to the Czechoslovak Hussite Church, which is using it as its own church. The other is owned by the Orthodox Church, which also bought the building after the war. Then there are a number of other buildings, of which the most interesting one is the so-called Ernstein House. It was owned and named after the first factory owner in Prostějov. He was so rich that he could afford to host royalty.
Prostějov was owned by a number of noble families, but the aristocrats that made the biggest mark on the town were the Bernstein family, who had Prostějov Castle built in the early 16th century. They used the castle until they sold their estate to the Liechtenstein family at the end of the 17th century.
Tady byl vybudován ten krásný zámek, který bohužel se nedochoval v té podobě, v jaké
ho. The original appearance of this beautiful castle has unfortunately not been preserved. Archaeological research showed that its interior was decorated with frescoes, and the courtyard was also decorated with arcades. Only a few pieces are still visible today because the castle was destroyed at the end of the 30 Years' War by the Swedish army, which occupied the town. Under the Bernstein noble family, the town's fortification was also built. Some parts are also still visible today. But the gates that were the entrances to the town were destroyed by the Swedes. It is also important to note that the original Renaissance appearance of the castle changed at the start of the 20th century, when the facade was decorated with sgraffito by painter Jan Koller.
Zvenčí vyzdoben z graffiti malíře Jana Kollera.
Home to one of the country's most famous textile companies, many Czechs today do not associate Prostějov with its castle, national theatre or town hall, but rather with the clothes industry.
Já si myslím, že pořád tady těch textilních firm je spousta.
There are still numerous textile companies here, but the most famous remains OP Prostějov, which has been renamed OP Profession. So the tradition prevails, and I think many girls and boys from the region are learning this trade, and we hope that this will continue.
To bude pokračovat zdárně dál.
And we end today's spotlight on a sad note. One of Prostějov's most famous inhabitants was the poet Jiří Wolker. He suffered a tragic fate, dying before he reached the age of 24. But in his short life, he managed to publish 2 collections of poems, 3 theatre plays, and also wrote fairy tales.
Narodil se zde v Prostějově v roku 1900 a byl všestranně nadaný.
Jiří Wolker was born here in Prostějov in 1900. He was multi-talented. He knew how to draw very well, play the piano and the violin, and even composed music. He got sick in the spring of 1923 and was diagnosed with tuberculosis. Since doctors advised him to get treated in the mountains, he spent half a year in the High Tatras. It first seemed to work, but then his condition worsened and his mother took him back to Prostějov at Christmas. He stayed there until his death on the morning of January the 3rd, 1924.
Odvezla jsem domů do Prostějova a zde také Jiří Volker 3. ledna ráno zemřel.
Here are a few lines from Jiří Volker's funeral poem At the Palmists. Ironically, lines that could have been read at Jiří Volker's own funeral.
This short line here means a short span of life, and your hand, sir, is marked by a short line. The gods have granted you but a short life, and soon you'll die.